All right, it's time for Bob's record collection, but we're going to pivot a bit and talk about Record Store Day, which is tomorrow. It's Dave Belair in for Bob Surratt this morning. And what is Record Store Day, you ask? It was conceived in 2007 as a gathering of independent record store owners and employees as a way to celebrate and spread the word about the unique culture surrounding nearly 1,400 independently owned record stores in the U.S. and thousands of stores internationally. The day brings together fans and artists in a special music releases like Debbie Harry and Blondie, The Cure, Def Leppard, The Foo Fighters, Nicki Minaj, The Rolling Stones, Taylor Swift, U2, Bonnie Raitt, and others. And that's all tomorrow. And joining us to talk about this big day is Rick Wojak, proprietor of Dusty Groove. You started this store like as a hobby because you had a collection of your own, right?
That's right. I've been a vinyl hound since I was born, and this was back over 25 years ago when people thought vinyl wasn't going to be around much longer, but I guess we all proved them wrong.
Yeah, no kidding. I have a jukebox at home. I've got a bunch of record players, and my daughter, who's 16-year-old, has a record player in her room, and she has some classics in there, and she's got some Michael Jackson and some Studio 54 and some other things, but also on her wall, she's got Billie Eilish and some of the newer artists that are out there. So there's absolutely right now something for everyone.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, and especially the younger kids and especially women. I mean, I think when we started 25 years ago, you know, it was mostly sort of guys who were kind of still into vinyl and things like that, but just the explosion has just brought in all these people that we never would have seen in the store a few decades ago, which is great.
No question. I worked on the retail side in the music business as well in the 80s through the 90s, you know, when I was in high school, and I worked for Musicland and Sam Goody and corporately, too, and I worked for Transworld Entertainment, which owned the peaches and the strawberries and the coconuts. I love being in a record store. I love touching those albums. They are artwork to me. And I still have, and I think we talked about this before, Rick, but I still have the last version of a phonolog. Do you remember what those were?
Oh yeah.
it's sitting on my desk in my den, like one of the last versions. And it was the computer of the time. It was, you know, pages where you could cross reference albums and artists and singles and records, right, and so forth. And every time someone sees it who worked in the music industry, they say to me, "I hate that thing."
Well, you know, I mean, for many years here in Chicago, Rose Records, which was the big, you know, giant multi-story record store, used to be the only one the biggest one in the world. You had to walk in the door and look at the book because they didn't even have the records stacked by alphabetical order by artist out on the floor.
Right.
They had to look it up by catalog number. That was how big it was.
Crazy. And you're at 1120 North Ashland, open daily. And tomorrow's big Record Store Day. What are some of the features and things that are happening?
Well, you know, we'd like to make it a party. That's the way we've always seen it. So, you know, I'm going to be here at 5 in the morning. There will already be a lot of people lined up. That's usually the way it is. They start lining up before midnight, and, you know, we'll be plying them with refreshments and coffee and all sorts of treats while they're waiting in line. We've got a magician showing up at 6:30 in the morning just to do crowd magic to keep them all occupied.
Love that.
The doors open at 7, and, you know, it'll be a big rush for a couple of hours, and then, you know, people keep coming in all day long, and we've got all sorts of goodies and toys and snacks and things to keep people coming in. So
very cool. You know, we're celebrating our 100th anniversary this year, and, you know, we had one of the best preserved and most sprawling collections of vinyl records for decades at the Tribune Tower. And I remember going back there because I've been here 10 years in May, and there was a secret little space, and you could go through this massive card file and collection. I know a lot of it went to Northwestern University, but you got a lot of them to sell as well.
That's right. No, we bought all the albums and all the CDs and all the 45s. And I mean, it was just an amazing collection. And it was right there on Michigan Avenue, which was kind of amazing.
Yeah, I think it was like 20,000 LPs, 40,000 45s. I mean, it was one of the biggest collections in radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very cool. Record Store Day is Saturday, tomorrow. And again, Dusty Groove is on 1120 Ashland Avenue in Chicago and at dustygroove.com. Rick, happy Record Store Day in advance.
Thanks.
And appreciate you hanging out, pal.
Yeah, thanks so much.